We are supposed to be on page 20. Page 20. Okay. All right. Here's the principle. Questions lead to dialogue, and dialogue leads to connection and understanding. It is easier to strike a conversation than you think. Okay? The best way to strike a conversation is to ask a question. Paano taga saan ka? Pag sumagot yung tao, guess what? A conversation is ongoing. Okay? What you should not forget is I prepared the questions. So you can prepare the questions yourself. If you want to strike a conversation, just think, okay? Okay, it's now Thursday afternoon. In afternoon coffee break, in my connection activity calendar, I'm going to go bother Jay, okay? So I look at my personal fact sheet. What don't I know about Jay? Then I get my coffee mug, coffee break. I mosey over onto Jay's cubicle and say, Jay, tagal na natin magkasama sa church na to. I don't even know where you're from. Taga saan ka pare? Then I start. Okay? 1 to 3 minutes later, the connection activity is finished. Pare, you're a good brother. Keep it up. Okay? Talk to you again. Tapos. Okay? So, you make a connection. You ask a question. And when the individual responds, you have a dialogue. Okay? The basic information questions are icebreaker questions. Okay? They are easier to ask and easier to answer. The reflection conviction questions are Miss Universe questions. They are more difficult to ask and more difficult to answer. They require reflection and conviction. Okay? So, if you don't know somebody in your ministry, in your church, and you want to get to know that person, I mean, start with easy icebreaker question types. Okay? Example, you are queuing up in a Starbucks. Ang haba ng pila. Dahil yung barista may arthritis. So, mabagal siya today. Okay? So, nainip ka. Tignan mo sa harapan, wala kang kilala. Tignan mo sa likod, wala ka rin kilala. Can you really turn to the person behind you and say, excuse me, what is your definition of success? You know, I mean, who are you? You can't ask a stranger a reflection conviction question. Okay, so yun lang ang gusto ko sabihin sa inyo doon. All right. Okay. Persons of influence, click the slide, please. Take the initiative to care for their people. Everyone say, take the initiative. Okay. The hallmark of a caring leader, in fact, the hallmark of a caring person, is he or she who takes the initiative. Okay? Taking the initiative is the hallmark of caring because it takes time. It takes effort. My boss took the initiative to find out when my work anniversary was. Took the initiative to have a table reserved for us in the hotel, in the restaurant, and took the initiative to invite me. Okay? You take the initiative. Do not be indifferent, okay? If it's someone's birthday, take the initiative. Happy birthday. If it's someone's anniversary, take the initiative. Greet them, happy anniversary, okay? And you can't do that if you don't know when their birthdays are or when their anniversaries are. Ang tinuturo ko sa inyo, kabit-kabit, okay? Indifference is the greatest disease of all. It is not cancer. It is not tuberculosis. It is indifference. Okay? When we treat people like resources and we are indifferent to their pains and to their even their joys, if we don't share in their joys, we become indifferent. Do not be indifferent. You cannot develop relationships if you are indifferent. Okay? There was a survey of 2,000 teenage girls about 30 years ago. 35 years ago. There was the respondents were all teenagers, all girls. They were all unmarried, and they were all pregnant, okay? 2,000 teenage girls. There was an epidemic of teenage pregnancy in the Western Hemisphere at about that time. The government wanted to find out what on earth is going on to combat this epidemic of teenage pregnancies. The responses came back. The responses had nothing to do with the pleasures of teenage sex. they had everything to do with the following themes, okay? My father did not love me. I did not have a relationship with my father. My father was absent. Or he was there, but he was not there. You know what I mean? The father is there, but in spirit, he was elsewhere. Or he was busy with his hobby, etc., with his television sports program. No relationship, okay? The conclusion of the survey people was this. At a certain stage of a female adolescent's life, okay, she will be in great need of male affirmation. Okay, male affirmation. Affirmation from mom is okay, but affirmation from dad is critical. Okay, if I am a daughter and I'm an adolescent kid, I need to be sure my father loves me. I need to be sure, okay? And so that's why God invented fathers, among other things, okay? To make sure there is male affirmation. Absent sufficient male affirmation, evidently, a vulnerable teenage girl will seek male affirmation elsewhere. Well, guess what happens when a 15-year-old teenage girl is seeking affirmation from a 15-year-old her 15-year-old teenage boy classmates with testosterone coming out of their nostrils. Of course, they get into trouble. Okay, that's what happens. When I found this out, I said, hey, I told my family, we will from now on, we will be a kissing and hugging family. Okay, no one can get out of this house without kissing or hugging me. And I positioned it as my need as a father. I need to be kissed and hugged by my children, because that was my excuse to kiss and hug them back. Because I wanted to be sure none of my children will not have enough affirmation from me. Okay? So, I have one daughter, three sons and one daughter. I had one shot at raising a girl. And so, it just tells you people in general need affirmation. Affirmation is, thanks for a good presentation this morning. Good work on that PowerPoint presentation. Great music last Sunday. That's affirmation. Thank you for being faithful in your discipleship activity. Everyone needs affirmation, okay? I'm going to introduce you to Psychology 101 by Alex Castillo. Do I have a marker for this board? You have a board marker? Na pwedeng burahin? Kasi pag hindi mabubura, mapapagalitan ako ni ano. I used to do that. You know, I made a mistake. I used a permanent marker on a... It can be erased, but it takes a long time. Whiteboard marker, yeah? Okay. Thanks. Okay. In my opinion, every human being has what I call an imaginary affirmation box. Okay? An imaginary affirmation box. It's a huge box, as in balikbayan box. Okay? Affirmation is thank you. Affirmation is you're acknowledging my contribution. You're thanking me for my work. You're acknowledging my importance in the team. Okay? In my opinion, all of us have imaginary affirmation boxes. They are huge, as in balikbayan size box, because of the expectation, our expectation of affirmation. Okay? We have two of these boxes, in fact. One is beside our workstation, wherever we work, and the other one is beside our bed, in our home. We check this morning, noon, and night. Okay? And expect a lot of fan mail, a lot of affirmation, only to discover there's hardly any. Okay? Unless your boss thanks you for something you did the other Sunday or the other day. Okay? So, the principle, psychologists also call this the psychological bank account. Okay? When I pay you a compliment, I am depositing in your psychological bank account. When I criticize you, I am withdrawing from your psychological bank account. Okay? So, when I thank you, I'm dropping something into your affirmation box. When I criticize you, I'm taking out something from your affirmation box. Okay? Now, imagine the reason why we have to thank and compliment each other every time we have the opportunity is we need this affirmation box as filled as possible. Ask me why. darating ang panahon, mananabon ka ng bata mo. Imagine mo, kung walang laman yan, sabon ka ng sabon, it's a negative balance. You are withdrawing from your psychological, from the psychological bank account of your subordinate, excuse me, when there is nothing there. Negative balance is also means resentment. Okay? And if resentment is allowed to incubate for a long time, it leads to bitterness. Okay? So, the reason why as pastors, as leaders, we need to be more affirming of others. Una-una, it's biblical. Encourage one another. Okay? We like to preach that, but do we practice it? Okay? We need to affirm one another every time we have the opportunity. Because people are in dire need of affirmation. Now, look at it in your own experience. This is funny. Sometimes, sakit ng pastor ito. Okay? You preach a sermon which you think, wow, that will bring the curtain down. What a great message, okay? This is what you feel as you come down from the podium. And don't you feel like, you know, looking around, did anyone appreciate that message? Of course, in our sophistication and godly maturity, we hide our need for affirmation. Yeah. And when people compliment, oh, hindi naman, pakiulit na lakas mo na konti, you know, we've become too sophisticated. We've become too complicated. But the fact of the matter is, you and I need as much affirmation as the next guy. Okay? As the next guy. So, John Wooden is the name of a basketball coach who has won more championships than any other coach in the history of basketball. Okay? Ang pangalan niya, John Wooden. He has not won more games than any other coach in the history of basketball, but he has won more championships worldwide than any other coach in the history of basketball. Okay? One of the famous teams he coached was the UCLA Bruins, where a certain Lou Alcindor was a 7'1" center before he became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Coach Wooden told his boys, when your teammate gives you a pass and you score, do not forget to recognize the assist. Okay? So, example. Ricky to Alex. Alex makes 2 points. Alex to Ricky. He's the man. Ricky to Alex. No, you're the man. Okay? Then makikita kami sa gitna ng court. Fist bump, arm bump, chest bump, whatever bump you want to bump. Okay? Acknowledge the assist. Okay? Yun ang principle. A young member of the team raises his hand. Coach, I have a question. Yes. What if my teammate is not looking? Listen to what Coach Wooden said. He said, son, I guarantee you he is. Because of the principle of the affirmation box, cum psychological bank account. Whenever you do something good, deep down in you, you're going to say, wala ba nakakita nun? Hindi nyo ba ako babatiin? Because if in your own experience, eh, pastor ka na. You're supposed to be mature and godly. If in your own experience you feel that, imagine your people. And imagine the ordinary member in the church, okay? By the way, your spouse, your children have affirmation boxes. My question to you is this. May laman ba? Okay? The second most taken for granted person in the universe, the second most taken for granted person in the universe is the housewife. Okay? Mother/housewife. The second most taken for granted person in the universe. Because she does things faithfully and she gets few affirmation from either husband or children. Okay? The Del Monte Kitchenomics program was built on this truth that the housewife does not get enough affirmation from spouse or child. Okay? So, we developed that recipe, the recipes in Kitchenomics, Del Monte Kitchenomics, because we told the housewife, you try this, you serve it to your family, see what happens. So, she does. Unmistakably, the husband says, okay to ah. Hindi naman wow. Alam mo naman tayo mag-compliment. Okay to. Kuripot. Okay. Or the kids will say, this is nice, mom. Okay? So, when we said, we're going to give away recipes for free, the debate inside the company was, if you give recipes for free, what will stop people from getting the recipes and buying Hunt's anyway? Because Hunt's is cheaper than Del Monte. Okay? And the answer was, because we affirmed the housewife. When we made surveys, the housewife said, I will not change anything in that recipe, especially the Del Monte. Because when I served it, my husband complimented me, my child complimented me, something which was so rare in her experience, it created an emotional bond between us and the housewife. So, reality, 98.7% will get the recipe which was free and buy Del Monte anyway. Because there was a bond. Because we gave her a compliment that she does not get. See? Pare, that is a 29-year-old program. It's still alive. I've been out of Del Monte 10 years. Why? Because it is touching at the very core of people, the core need of people to be complimented. Okay? There are 400,000 followers of Del Monte Kitchenomics Facebook. At any given time, 40,000 women are chatting about, of all things, recipes. Okay, there is now a community, Kitchenomics community. You know why? Because housewives are complimenting one another. Okay, at the core of a human being is a need. Kanya nga, pag present yung gospel sa'yo, your greatest need is being met. And the biggest compliment is being paid to you that God sent His only begotten Son to die for you. Kanya, wow. Just to tell you, the tremendous hunger we have for affirmation. Okay, now, how can we miss that? How can we take for granted that people don't need affirmation? How are we so indifferent? Okay? You know, because of the mindset. We're all working for God. That in itself is reward enough. I don't need to compliment you. Come on. Are you listening to me? It's a pastoral mindset, and we are so guilty of taking people for granted. Okay? Don't take people for granted. Do not be indifferent. Respond to people when they open up to you. Okay? Make time for them. The problem with a caring leader is this. You risk a very essential resource. What do you think it is? Time. Very good. You risk time. Pag ikaw ay caring, what will happen? Dudumugin ka ng mga tao. Kasi si pastor napaka-caring eh. Pag nakausap ko yan, natutuwa ako. So, dudumugin ka ng tao. So, what do you do? Well, 7.5 hours. Okay? Lunch or coffee break. You could push them. You can say no. Or you could tell them, who is your discipler? Who's your discipler? Okay? You need to manage. But I'm not going to soften the blow. If you become more caring than you are now, you will risk time. Kanya bukas, pag-uusapan natin time management. Because that's a real thing. You're going to risk time. What I'm going to give you today is the 7.5 hour concept. Okay? Make lunch and make coffee break. Ang mindset change is this. Lunch and coffee break is part of the work day. It is not a break. It's part of work. If you make that mindset change, you will gain 7.5 hours of time a week. So, never eat lunch alone. Never drink coffee alone. Because that is precious time you could be using for people. Okay? Open door policy revisited. Is the open door policy a good policy or a bad policy? This is not a trick question. Is it a good policy or a bad policy? Good. Okay? Why are you guys not responding to me? Do you think I'm tricking you into an intellectual trap? It's a good policy. Of course it's a good policy. What does it say? What exactly is the open door policy? Anytime you can come into my office, my cubicle, you don't have to set an appointment. Okay. Okay, mga bata.
Ako senior pastor, ah. Open door policy ako. Anytime, you can come to my office.
And some of you say, yeah, right. Eh, pastor, sinubun mo ako last week. Ba't ako papasok dyan? Mamaya, sabunin mo ako ulit. Or, eh, paano naman kaming mahiyain, pastor? Baka sabihin mo, sumisip-sip kami sa'yo.
So, who am I gonna get? I'm gonna get the manipulators and the sip-sips to come into my office.
Okay? The reason why I don't like the open door policy as we understand it today is because it is passive. Everyone say passive.
I want an active open door policy. What I'm going to do this afternoon is to remove the passive open door policy microchip in your brain and replace it with a new active open door policy microchip. Okay? It goes like this. The open door policy active version goes like this. The door is open not so much to let people in as to let the senior pastor out. So he can do MBWA. So look at that. MBWA, management by walking around. Okay? The active open door policy says the door is open not so much to let people in as to let the senior pastor out. So he can do MBWA. He can manage by walking around. What do you do when you walk around? You connect with people. You find out, leadership, Jesus style, know the condition of your flock. How do you know the condition of your flock if you don't walk around? Are you with me? If you are imprisoned in your office, how on earth will you know the condition of your flock? So MBWA is a must. Did you know who gave me this advice? A physical therapy doctor. Sabi niya, Alex, for the sake of your spinal column and your back, because of your desk type of job, I want you to stand up every 1.5 hours and walk around for 5 minutes. So I combine this orthopedic advice with leadership principle. Okay? Since I have to walk around anyway, I might as well connect with people. Okay? So, it's good to have coffee walking around. Okay? People know in Del Monte, pag nakita mo si Alex sa umaga, bit-bit niya yung coffee mug niya, magtago ka na. Pag nahuli ka niyan, kikwentuhan ka na ng kikwentuhan niyan, wala na mangyayari sa umaga mo. That's an exaggeration. But people know, when they see me walking around, naghahanap ako ng mapapag-connectan. Okay? So, you need to implement as soon as possible the active open door policy. I will illustrate. Okay? I will illustrate. I'm going to walk around. So, I'm now walking around. Joseph, sinabun ko si Joseph last week. Katakot-takot mula ulo hanggang paa. Sama na loob ni Joseph sa akin. Hindi babalik sa opisina ko yan. Maski na open door policy, declared open door policy. But I have an active open door policy. I'm the one making the contact, you see. Watch. He has no chance. I'm in his cubicle. Joseph, how are you?
Okay, boss. Yeah, liar. I mean,
masama pa loob nito sa akin. Hey, Joseph, you know what? Last week, I know I was hard on you. But, my friend, I was teaching you a principle. And I hope I did not hurt you so much. If I did, will you forgive me? But I wanted you to learn something. That's why I made those comments. Not meant to hurt you. You understand? Joseph, you're important to my team, okay? Keep it up. You notice? He had no choice. Maski na gano'ng katakot ni Joseph sa akin, maski na gano'ng kasama ni Joseph, because I was the one controlling the contact. I was not passive waiting in my office for people to walk in or not walk in. Okay? Noel here is shy. Noel is so shy, he will never walk into my office. Lalang, that's his character. But he has no choice. I am the one making the contact. And I say, hey, Noel, how are you? Okay naman, boss. Okay naman, pastor. Kumusta si Mrs.? So I connect with Noel. Okay? And then I say, hey, Noel, talk to you again. Huh? Then I go back to my office. And I can ignore all of you if I want to. Because in an open door policy principle, I set the contact. I am not waiting. It is more productive. Are you with me? Because you are more selective, you are more deliberate in who you make contact with. Okay? Now, this is so crucial at home. Okay? Bring this home.
My son, one of my sons, was bullied when he was 14 years old. I found out a little late when he was 27 years old. I said, why didn't you tell me? He said, well, Dad, I mean, you raised us sons to become men, take care of ourselves. And so I figured I had to take care of myself. Why should I go to you like a crybaby? Wow. Ako pa may kasalanan because of the signals I emit as a father. And so you remember, sabi niya, I wanted to take up taekwondo that time because I wanted to break his neck, but he was too big for me. Me and my passive open door policy, waiting for my children to come to me. You see, I will give you an advice. It's called seek and affirm as opposed to seek and destroy, okay? When you come home, go to every child, each and every child, and say, hi, how are you doing? Do not wait for them to come to you because there are issues our children will not bring up to us for a variety of reasons, including our signals as fathers that we advertently or inadvertently give to them. Are you with me? Okay, so, you know, teenagers, they are monosyllabic, okay, in their language. Teenagers belong to another planet. They have their own language. It's monosyllabic. How are you, son? Mm. Okay. How are you, sweetheart? Mm. Okay. They're monosyllabic. Okay. The only multisyllable word they know is whatever. Okay. Now, you have to understand this, but if you go to each and every one of them, and if they respond in their monosyllabic way and in a dismissive way, as teenagers tend to be, it's okay. As long as nakita mo naman eh. Kilala, anak mo yan eh. Alam mo yung tabas na mukha niya. Alam mo kung may problema o wala. One kid might respond to you and say, how are you? May problema to. Iba. Tabingi mukha niya. Kilala ko yan. Okay? So, what you do? Hey, don't let that go, but don't push. Don't push. You go away and you come back again. You want to talk about it? No, not really. So, okay? You got to be cool, right? So, 2 hours later, hey, everything okay? Yeah. Anything you want to talk about? No, okay. Itong problema. At about 12:15 in the morning, you're about to go to sleep. Your daughter comes to you. I need to talk to a parent. Now, the last time you checked, there are only two parents at home, you and your wife. And you can tell your daughter and your wife had a misunderstanding, but she's asking to talk to a parent, and she's coming to you. It's 12:15 in the morning. You have an early morning. You have a meeting the next day. You'd rather go to sleep. Okay? So what do you do? Pwede ba bukas na lang yan? Fail. Folks, I want you to recognize a magic moment when it happens. Everyone say magic moment. A magic moment is when teenagers who would otherwise not talk to their parents decide to talk to their parents, to mom or to dad. That's a magic moment when a teenager wants to talk, or maski hindi teenager, maski mas matanda, but when your child wants to talk to you, that is a magic moment. What do you do with magic moments, okay? Whatever else you do with a magic moment, you do not squander it. Everyone say, don't squander magic moments. I have squandered too many magic moments in my life to my regret. Okay? I don't care if you have to stay up all night to talk to that kid. I don't care if you're trying to finish a message and you have to spend 1.5 hours with that child and then go back to your message and end up staying up all night. I don't care. That is a magic moment. You ought not to squander a magic moment. Ask me why. It is an opportunity to develop a very deep relationship with your children. You deal with one magic moment the right way, you're good for about 6 months to a year as a cool dad. Are you with me? Okay? Teenagers will tell their friends, I have a cool dad because my dad talks to me when I need to talk to him. Even if it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Are you with me? Yeah. I have learned that painfully, and I have promised myself I will never squander another magic moment ever again until I die. Okay? Our children have all sorts, lalo na pare ko, pastor's kids. Huwag tayo lumayo. Pastor's kids. My heart goes to pastor's kids. So much pressure on these poor kids. I mean, pressure to behave themselves. Anak ba ng pastor yan? I mean, wow, I get riled up when ang dami nang pressure being a pastor's kid. Mapapressure pa siya ng congregation. So, when your child wants to open up to you, folks, I repeat, I don't care how tired you are. Do not squander a magic moment, okay? Because ang kabig dyan, you have the opportunity to develop a deep relationship with your child, which is rare. A deep relationship with your child, okay? Empathy. The great heart, mind, and ear opener. Everyone, on your feet. Everybody, on your feet. Everybody. Index finger to the ceiling. Index finger to the ceiling. I want you to look at the ceiling and make a clockwise circular movement. Clockwise, ha? Kung inaantok ka na, tignan mo yung relo mo, clockwise, okay? All right, now, move it slowly down. Continue, but move it down, move it down. Move it down, move it down, move it down. Look at it from the top. Is it still clockwise? Counterclockwise, very good. Counterclockwise. This is you looking at the situation. It's counterclockwise. Bring it up. This is your subordinate looking at the situation. Sir, it's clockwise. Matagal ka na ba dito sa church? Counterclockwise, yun, napaklear. Hindi ko pa na regular, ano? Pastor Pexman, it's clockwise. Counterclockwise. What are you talking about? It's counterclockwise. Sit down. I know, George, kuha mo. What happened? The same set of facts, the same events, the same phenomenon viewed from two different angles produces two diametrically opposed views. Views that are completely opposite to one another, that are completely valid in and of themselves. Diametrically opposed, yet completely valid. Clockwise, oh! Counterclockwise, oh! Empathy is the ability to see both sides as soon as possible. Okay, that's my definition of empathy. To see both sides as soon as possible. Okay, I'm arguing with Rui. I'm telling Rui, from my point of view, it is clockwise. Sabi ni Rui sa akin, with all due respect, Pastor Alex, it's counterclockwise from my point of view. So I get it in my head. Rui and I are at opposite views from one another. So watch what I'll do. I will go over to Rui's side of the argument, and I will look at the argument from his point of view. And I could say, my goodness, Rui, it is counterclockwise from here. I thought you were just being your old stubborn self. Then I come back to my position, and I say, you know what, Rui? With all due respect, now that I'm back, I recognize the validity of your position. But now that I'm back where I am, I maintain it is clockwise. Now watch what I'm going to do. I'm going to invite Rui to come over to my side of the argument to see it from my point of view. My question is this. What is the likelihood that he will come over to at least try to see it from my point of view, high, medium, or low? Why? Because I first went to see his point of view, okay? What was the character attribute that caused me to look at it from Rui's point of view? What is the character attribute? Humility is the answer, okay? I'll give you a principle. There is no power on earth other than the power of God himself, greater than leadership humility in influencing people. Okay? No power greater than spousal humility in influencing spouses. No power greater than parental humility in influencing children. Okay? So, empathy, at the foundation of empathy is humility. Why should I see your point of view if I think mine is superior? Well, if I'm humble enough, I will see your point of view. So, at the core of empathy is humility, all right? All I want to say about policies is this. Resolve off policy requests holistically. Holistically. Not just in favor of the employee, not just in favor of the church,
but holistically. So resolve things holistically. Huwag masyadong dilibro, hindi naman masyadong walang libro. Okay, that's all I'm going to say there. All right, next. Persons of influence cultivate integrity, the foundation of leadership. All right? They say the foundation of integrity, of leadership is integrity. If leadership were a building, integrity is its foundation. So if you remove integrity, what's going to happen to the building? Collapse, okay? There's a mathematical term which is the root word for integrity. Do you know what it is? Integer. What is an integer? And what's the whole number? I also don't know, okay? Because I'm not a mathematician. It's something like a number that cannot be divided by any other number except itself, but that's not important. What you need to understand about integer is wholeness. So integrity has to do with wholeness, okay? If this imaginary circle is your life, you at the pulpit and you at home should be the same person. You at home and you in the mall should be the same person. You in the mall, you in the office should be the same person. You in the office, you in Estlex, NLEX, Estitex, whatever, is the same person. Your life is an integrated whole, okay? John Maxwell said it well. There is no such thing as business ethics. Just ethics. It's an absolute thing. You cannot be ethical in one part of your life and not be ethical in another part of your life and be called ethical. You know this, okay? If I have cancer of the fingertip, am I sick or am I healthy? But it's only the fingertip. I agree with you, but why am I sick? It's part of my body. And our bodies are integrated wholes, okay? Salitang labor union, ang sakit ng kalingkingan ay sakit ng buong katawan. Okay, so we have lymph nodes in our bodies that kanya po ang cancer nagme-metastasize. The lymph nodes would carry disease from one part of our body to another. Okay. If people don't trust you, obviously they won't follow you. They won't commit to give you their best. You cannot grow your business or your church without committed people. You know that, okay? My definition of integrity is a bit funny. Do I do what is right regardless of the consequences? Am I faithful to my core values no matter where I am or who I am with? Do I publicly acknowledge the contributions of others in my accomplishments? Do I assume responsibility for my mistakes, asking for forgiveness as needed? There was a story of a young man who brought his date to a Kentucky Fried Chicken drive-thru. True story in the U.S. The owner of the store was collecting the cash proceeds of the day so far in a chicken box of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Ang balik po niya, i-deposito yung pera later in the bank. Kung bakit nung dumaan na itong drive-through, imbis na iabot niya yung in-order nilang chicken, ang naiabot niya is the box of chicken with cash. So the young man and his day, they drive away. In the park, the young man opens the box of chicken. Lo and behold, instead of chicken, they see cash. The young man was tempted for a while to run away with the money together with his date. But he said, we must do the right thing. Okay? They went back to the store. The store manager was very happy. He said, I will treble the chicken that you ordered. It'll be for free. But please don't go yet. I called the television station, the radio station, the newspaper. I want a picture with you. You are the most honest guy in town. Samia, sir, I wish you didn't do that. The girl in the car is not my wife. Two questions. Was the young man a man of financial integrity? Yes. Was the young man a man of relational integrity? No. Was the young man a man of integrity? Butas eh, no? Cannot be. So now, I will ask you to do the most difficult quiz on earth, okay? And to make it worse, I will only give you 15 seconds to answer it. It's on page 22, top of page 22. 15 seconds to answer this, the most difficult quiz on earth. Are you ready? And go. time. Okay. I don't need to see your test papers to know what happened. You all failed. Especially if you put one in all of those boxes. Okay. I'll tell you why. Implicit in those statements is the word always. I always do what is right, regardless of the consequences. I always am faithful to my core values, no matter where I am or who I am with. I always publicly acknowledge the contributions of others in my accomplishments. I always assume responsibility for my mistakes, asking for forgiveness as needed. I have not met anyone who has passed this test all the time. I have not passed this test. I don't pass this test all the time. There is only one person who you and I know who will pass this test anytime. His name is Jesus Christ. Okay? So, eh, paano yan? Alex, you told us, no integrity, no leadership. Eh, lalo ka na, paturo-turo ka pa ng leadership dyan. Hindi ka rin pala pumapasa dito. Listen carefully. Is your life a pattern of passing this test more often than failing it? Question number one, okay? Is your life a pattern of passing this test more often than failing it? I mean, strictly speaking, for every 100 tests of integrity, do you pass at least 51? Para simple majority man lang. Better pass it 60, fail it 40. Better pass it 90%, fail it 10% of the time. But is there a pattern of integrity in your life? If the answer is yes, then like me, there is hope for you to become a great leader. However, if the pattern of your life is failing it more often than passing it, I can't soften the blow. You can't be a leader. If there is no pattern of integrity in your life, you cannot be a leader. Okay? Second question. When an issue of integrity is brought to your attention, do you man up and say, I'm wrong, I'll correct it? Okay? Example. Abbott reports to me. Okay? Abbott comes to me, says, ministry head, I have a good idea for kids' church. Okay? So he presents the idea. Wow! Brilliant concept. It's going to engage the children. Okay? Abbott, let's go to Senior Pastor Ricky to present the idea. I'm head of kids' church. Okay? Abbott is part of my team. We present to Senior Pastor Ricky. Senior Pastor Ricky, a seasoned manager, knows a brilliant idea when he sees it. So I present it. And then he says, Alex, great idea. That's brilliant. Go and implement immediately. Okay, thank you, Senior Pastor Boss Ricky. We're in the corridor walking away from Senior Pastor Boss Ricky's office. Abbott kind of sheepishly raises a question. Alex, parang kulang ng konti yung presentation natin kay Senior Pastor. Ano yun? Eh, you didn't even mention it was my idea. At this point, what is my subordinate accusing me of having done? Plagiarism, stealing the idea, grabbing credit, okay? Am I in the integrity column or the no integrity column? At this point, no integrity, okay? I have two options. Number one, I will make panindig what I did. As in, Abed, in our system, between you and me, you are the one who is pogi. Now, when I go to my boss, si Pastor Senior, Pastor Ricky, I have to be the one pogi. In other words, I continue in the no integrity column. Or I can say, Brother Abed, sorry ah. Sa totoo lang eh, the idea was so good. I salivated on actually grabbing the credit for me, to be honest with you. But you're right, I'm being convicted by the Holy Spirit right now. Halika, ayusin natin to. We go back to Senior Pastor Ricky. Senior Pastor Ricky, can we bother you again? You know what? I forgot to tell you a very important thing kanina. It was Abed's idea. Abed, I knew you had it in you, sabi ni Pastor Ricky. Congratulations, great work, Abed. Go, Alex. You and Abbott, implement that idea as soon as possible. Okay? We walk out of his office. Am I back in the integrity column as far as Abbott is concerned? Yeah. Did you see it? You and I, we fail often. Okay? Now, the issue is not falling. The issue is when an issue is raised to your attention,
Do you man up like a man of God? Do you say, Lord, forgive me, I will correct this, okay? Because God is not looking for perfect people to make great leaders out of them. Ask me why. Because the last time he checked, he couldn't find any. Did you hear me? If only perfect people, if God required perfect people to become leaders, there will be no leaders. Because there are no perfect people. You and I, we are sinners. But that is not the issue. We know that. The issue is, when an issue is brought to our attention, do we man up? Okay? Yun ang integrity. Sometimes, it is a person who will raise the issue with you, like a Nathan. Okay? Or sometimes, it is the Holy Spirit himself. So it's you and God in your quiet time, and God convicts you. Are you going to be man enough? And yun ang hinahanap ni God. God is not looking for perfect people to make great senior pastors out of them. He's looking for broken people. Okay? God is not looking for perfect people. He's looking for broken people. Are you with me? Okay. Broken people are people who are well aware of their sinfulness and their mistakes, but they are also willing to own up and do the right thing when the issue is raised to them, okay? And that happens at home. When your child raises an issue, okay? Daddy, the sign said, do not enter. Why did you enter? There was a senior pastor who came to me because I caught him entering a do not enter area. It just so happened. And I forgot all about it, but I knew he saw me, okay? Later on that evening, I got a text. Sabi niya, Alex, I just want to be accountable to you. I was not a good model to you. I entered a no entry street. Sabi ko, Pastor, God bless your heart. I was very happy, actually. But you see, there was a sinner who was convicted by the Holy Spirit of his lack of integrity. But you see, he manned up. You know, man of integrity. God is not looking for perfect people. Kung hindi, walang leader, wala naman perfect eh. God is looking for broken people. Okay? Pag broken ka, hey, welcome to the club. Welcome to the club. Okay? You may be the product of the past, but you don't have to be the prisoner of it. You may be the product of your past, but you don't have to be the prisoner of it. You know what? This is an inspiring quotation for me because it tells me every day. Just as we know, we can invoke our own 911. Ang 911 natin, 119, no? 1 John 1:9. If you confess your sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive you your sins and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. You know, we can invoke the heavenly 911 number, okay? John, again, 119, 1 John 1:9. You know, you are the product of your past. You did not choose your parents. You did not choose the circumstances in which you grew up. But you don't have to be a prisoner of it. You can rise above your past. And if you have not been a person of integrity at the majority level in the past, you can always be one today and in the future. Okay? All right. Tapos ang session 2. Okay? Do I still have time? Yes. All right. Any questions so far? Any questions? Turn the page. Ah, hindi pala. Stay on that page. We're now on session 3. Develop a menu of leadership styles. All right? Becoming a 5-star organization leader. Session 1, make sure 5 structures and processes are in place. Session 2, cultivate influence, not authority. Session 3 is develop a menu of leadership styles. Everyone underscore or encircle the word menu. Menu. What does the word menu imply? Choices, ano ba? Variety, very good. Okay. It implies those things. What it does not imply is one. So pag sinabi mong menu, antimano marami. Okay, so the issue about leadership style is there is no one correct leadership style. Okay? So, you must develop a menu of leadership styles. And I'm going to teach you why. First, the three most common leadership styles in the workplace. Number one, laissez-faire leadership. Everyone speak French. Laissez-faire. Socialan mo pa ng konti. Laissez-faire. Yeah. Okay. Almost silent R. Laissez-faire. Yeah. In French, the French. Laissez-faire. Okay. It means leave it be. Okay. Leave it be. No interference. Let people do as they choose. Virtual abdication of the leadership role assumes high maturity and competence in people. Okay. If your people are highly competent, imagine mo, you're a senior pastor, all the ministry heads and all the other full-time pastors working for you, reporting to you, are highly competent people, number one. Highly intelligent people, number two. Highly cooperative people and collaborative people. I mean, these are team-spirited people. They love and respect one another. They love and respect you. Wow. If that is your team, God bless you. Muwi ka na. The best leadership style is get out of the way. Yun ang laissez-faire. Let it be. Okay? Laissez-faire economics is when the government does not intervene in the marketplace. Laissez-faire. Pabayaan mo yan. Okay? So, however, there are many teams who need the help of the leader. Okay? And yet the leader does laissez-faire. Okay? For example, Pastor, we need help on the... Hindi, kaya mo yan. Try mo. Kaya mo yan. Kasi, Pastor, I don't know how... Hindi, kaya mo yan. I empower you. Pastor, I really need... No, I'll pray for you. Kaya mo yan. Try mo. You see, yun yung abdication. Lazy fare, tawag doon. Tinatamad magturo. Okay? Lazy fare. Okay? So, well, that's one style. The laissez-faire manager. Okay? Whether valid or invalid, that's one style. Second is... transactional leadership. You cede all authority to the leader as part of the transaction. You do well, you're rewarded. You do poorly, you're punished. This is the favored style of traditional politicians. Okay? Oh, bata, akin ka. Pag sinabi kong talon, isa lang tanong mo, gaano ka taas? Okay? Walang diskusyon, walang pasaway. I don't want all sorts of debate. I want loyalty. You know, transactional leadership. In return, I'll take care of you. You're not transaction. You surrender to me your rights. You surrender all power to me. In return, I'll take care of you. No matter what, walang mangyayari sa'yo. Bata kita. Yun ang transactional leader. Okay? So, wag po kayo magagalit. Madalas, we are transactional leaders. Wittingly or unwittingly. Sometimes, in fact, we are transactional spouses. Okay? Masarap luto, more love. Hindi masarap, less love. Sometimes, often in fact, we are transactional fathers. Better grades, more affection. Lower grades, less affection. Wittingly or unwittingly. Beware of becoming transactional. Okay? The third style is the style we long to be known for. Transformational leadership. Inspires a team with a shared vision of the future. High standards, clear communication, committed to creativity and ideas, concerned for the individual team members. Okay? In this session, I'm going to teach you various approaches in the transformational leadership style. Okay? Various approaches in the transformational leadership style. We want to be transformational in our leadership style, and I'm going to teach you a variety of approaches on a menu on this style. Page 23, I will give you two instructions. I will give you the second instruction first. The second instruction is this. When you follow the first instruction, I want you to flip the page so no one will see your answer. The first instruction is this. On page 23, look at the word involving, commanding, empowering, and persuading. I want you to encircle one word on page 23, that in your opinion best describes your dominant leadership style. Okay? Encircle that one word, only one of the four, that in your opinion best describes your dominant leadership style, and then turn the page so no one sees what you did. Okay? Can we distribute the leadership posters? You will get two things. One, a leadership poster and a set of stickers, okay? And they're being distributed right now. Okay? Okay, get one and pass it on. When you get a leadership poster, I want you to separate the stickers from the poster. Separate the stickers from the clip. Remove the clip so that the set of stickers are, remove the clip from the poster. I want you to put the poster around your neck with the printed portion facing out. Ay, hindi pala. Para parang backpack ito. Sige. Suot mo yan with the printed portion facing out. Be careful para hindi mapunit. Printed portion facing out. Okay? All right. Very good. Printed portion facing out. It has to be at your back. Okay? At your back. Okay? Ricky, you're not gonna make it. You have to, yeah. Okay. Okay? Now, do we have some nice loud music later? Okay. What I'm gonna do is this. Okay, listen up. According to Malcolm Gladwell, okay, author of Outliers, Blink, Tipping Point, etc., okay? In his book, Blink, sabi niya, human beings have an uncanny ability to make discerning judgments in a split of a second, as in the blink of an eye, okay? So, I'm not gonna argue with Malcolm Gladwell. I will use his proposition as instruction, okay? When I say go, I want everyone to stand up, look around the room, and do this, okay? Look at one participant, make a judgment in the blink of an eye, and say, si Jason, ang tabas ng mukhang yan, tingin ko, involving ito. I'll get one sticker and stick it in the involving quadrant behind Jason. You are trying to discern the dominant leadership style of your co-participant based on his face and his body language. Okay? Yeah. So, face value, though. Face value and body language value. Are you ready? There are as many stickers as there are participants. So, I want you to stick everyone in the back. And go! Let's play that music. You must stick everyone, okay? You gotta stick everyone. Make sure you stick everybody. Sobra-sobra, hindi maling sobra. Okay. All right, if you're finished, you can sit down, take off your posters, and count the number of dots in each quadrant to determine the predominant third-party perceived leadership style, okay? Yeah. This is the ang pinakamaraming sticker is the dominant leadership style perceived by others. Okay? So, magbilang kayo dyan. Compare your third-party dominant leadership style, your third-party perception, perceived leadership style with your own self-perception and see if you have perceived yourself the same way as others have perceived you. Okay? Oh, how many of you perceive yourself the same way as others perceive you? All right. Okay. Very good. Very interesting. Those of you who are perceived differently than the way you perceive yourselves, this is what I have to say. Number one, there is self-perception. Number two, there is third-party perception. And number three, there is the truth. Okay? So, relax. Okay? Just hang on to that for a while and we'll get back to that later. Okay? But the next slide is a very, very important slide. I want us to read it together, okay? Bullet number one. One, two, three. Ready? It's not principles of effective leadership styles. Ready? It's not about the leader, but about the followers and the organization's goals. Number two, people at different levels of development require different leadership styles. Number three, using your dominant leadership style in all situations is inherently problematic. And number four, learning when to use the appropriate style significantly improves your effectiveness as a leader. We are indebted to the concept of situational leadership. Everyone say situational leadership. We are indebted to two PhDs. Their names are Ken Blanchard You probably know Ken Blanchard, One Minute Manager, among other books. And Peter Hershey, as in Hershey Chocolate Bars, okay? Ken Blanchard and Peter Hershey, they conceived of situational leadership, believe it or not, in the 1960s. This is an old concept. And it has not become popular. I'll tell you why I believe it's not popular. Because of the first bullet point. It's not about you, okay? The world wants everything to be about itself. I like this concept because it is other-centered, okay? It's not about you. It's about the followers and the organization's goals. You mean in leadership style, I'm not the rock star? No, you're not the rock star, Alex. It's the organization's goals and what people need to help them achieve those goals. Your style is the variable, okay? And why do you need more than one style? Because people at different levels of development require different leadership styles. Using your dominant leadership style in all situations, of course, will be problematic. And learning when to use the right style will increase your effectiveness as a leader. Okay. Effective leadership styles are driven by the interplay of two factors. What is factor number one? Click that slide for me. What is factor number one? What's factor number two? Okay, listen carefully. The majority of organizational dysfunction is a result of many organizations rewarding and focusing on factor number one at the expense or exclusion of factor number two. Okay? Example. Paano naging leader yan, lalo na sa business? Paano naging leader yan sa mga naugali sa tao? Oh, but he gets things done. He gets his numbers. Wow. Many organizations have allowed themselves to be hostage to effectiveness in terms of getting things done at the exclusion or the emphasis of people. And a lot of organizational dysfunction occurs because of that. As pastors, sometimes we are tempted to assign people responsibilities because of their effectiveness of getting things done. Because in our own frustration to get things done, sino bang magaling magtulak ng tao dito para may mangyari dyan sa ministry niyan? Ah, si ano? Sige, lagay mo dyan. Oh, pero pastor, sama na ugali niyan. Oh, pero he or she gets things done. See, that's the problem. See, if you only get things done, but you don't develop people, what will happen? What do you think will happen? You get things done, but you don't develop people. What will happen to your church, to your team? Short-lived. Yeah. It will not be able to achieve breakthrough goals. Because breakthrough goals are achieved through others. Hindi mo kaya lahat eh. Isa ka lang eh. You need others. But if you don't develop others, who will help you achieve the breakthrough goals, okay? You need 100 leaders by 2017. You only have 25 now. That's a breakthrough goal. I can't do it all by myself. I'm just one. I need to develop others. What if you concentrate on factor number two at the expense or exclusion of factor number one? You're developing people, but you don't get anything done. What do you think will happen to your church? And to your job? Number one, you will lose your job. Number two, your church will not grow. Okay? So, hindi pwedeng one without the other. Okay? All right. So, what do you do? Well, first of all, let's understand what these are. To get things done, you need directive behavior. I need a slide. Okay? To get things done, you need directive behavior. To develop people, you need affirmative behavior. Okay? Directive behavior, telling an individual exactly what, where, when, and how to do a task. Affirmative behavior, having two-way communication, facilitating learning, and encouraging the individual through psychological affirmation. Let's look at directive behavior first. Okay, the benefits of directive behavior. Click the slide. The benefits is a coffee break. Yeah, we're getting there. Focus is on the work. It is done on spec and on time. Okay, directive behavior. Oh, gawin mo to? Yes, sir. Yes, Pastor. Directive ka, nakatutok ka, ay, mangyayari talaga yan. taken to an extreme, however, develops an autocratic or dictatorial leadership. People's well-being is sacrificed. Yun ang problema sa directive behavior. To an extreme. Assumptions about people. People are just a means to an end. Their needs are secondary to the achievement of the organization's goals. Yan ang tinatawag na using people as resources. Dehumanizing the human resource. It's ruthlessness. It's Machiavelli in action. Resulting work environment, strict rules, policies, and procedures. Punishment viewed as the best way to motivate people. Now, there are good things about directive behavior. There are bad things about directive behavior. Let's look at affirmative behavior. Benefits. People want to be part of the team. Team members are productive, willing to take risks because of the supportive leader. Taken to an extreme, however, develops a country club environment. Team development assumes higher priority than work or business goals. Wala na akong ginawa kundi mag-seminar. Pero itong seminar to, importante ito. Hindi ko pwedeng hindi mag-attend dito. Assumptions about people. If people are happy and secure, they will work hard. Totoo rin yun. Resulting work environment, relaxed and fun. However, work output suffers due to lack of direction and control. Okay? There are good things about affirmative behavior. There are bad things about affirmative behavior. You're going to say affirmative behavior is better than directive behavior. You're going to say directive behavior is better than affirmative behavior. So what do? You matrix the two. Okay? Page 27. You matrix the two where on the vertical axis is affirmative behavior. On the horizontal axis is directive behavior. You've got low directive behavior, high directive behavior. Low affirmative behavior, high affirmative behavior. It will develop a quadrant. Okay, click that slide. And suggest the four leadership styles that you should develop, okay? A1, A as in approach one. A1 is commanding, A2 is persuading, A3 is involving, A4 is empowering. Let's talk about them one at a time and then let's have coffee break, okay? One at a time. Number one, hindi, malayo pa pala coffee break. A1 is commanding, okay? High directive, low affirmative. You instruct the follower exactly what to do, how, when, and where. Oy, gawin mo to. Yes, Pastor. Lista mo, number one. Sulat mo, number two. Yes, yes, sir. Number three, gawin mo yan, ha? I want you to do it with him. I want you to do it this way. And I want it to be finished by this date. Yes, Pastor. The next day, I come to you. Oh, nasan na kayo? Doon sa steps na usapan natin kahapon. Sino nakatutok ka? A1, commanding. Okay? Nakatutok ka, malapit ka. A2, persuading. You influence the follower to take your approach in doing a task. Okay? Gio, I have a solution to the problem. And I think my solution is good because of the following reasons. I'm selling to Gio what the solution is. I'm persuading him. Okay? Okay, Jason, I was telling Jason what to do. Okay? Okay? See, Gio, I was persuading Gio. See, Jason, commanding ako, I was telling him what to do. Yung isa, I was selling him what to do. All right. A3, click that slide. Involving. You ask the follower for his opinion on how to accomplish a task. And A4, empowering. You delegate the task and trusting authority to the follower. Now, A3 is, I go to Fidel and say, Fidel, what do you think is the best solution to this problem? Did you notice? When I was with Jason, I was telling Jason, this is the solution, do it. When I was with Jill, A2, I say, Jill, this is a solution. Let me tell you why it's the best solution. When I'm with Fidel on A3, I'm asking Fidel, what do you think is the best solution? Did you notice the shift? A1 and A2, I'm giving the answer. Yung isa, padikta. Yung isa, pabenta. But from A3 and A4, I am eliciting the answer from the follower. Okay? Kanya involving. I'm getting him involved. And in A4, by the time I get to Mark here, I'm saying, Mark, you know how to do this. Here's the budget. You have blanket authority. Go do it. I'm empowering Mark. Okay? You delegate the task and trusting authority to the follower. Let me see. We'll still have time. I want us to take a 10-minute coffee break now. Kasi ayokong maputol yung case study. Okay?
So why don't you take 10?